Hello, everybody. Welcome to Peck Report. Can it be true? Has a cure for cancer been found? And in all places in Israel? Does that mean that people are still going to have to hate on the Israelis? We'll have to see. But we're going to definitely talk about this. It's big, big news. It's been reported all over the place. We're going to be looking at Skywatch TV has recently linked jpost.com. So we're going to look at that. If you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you subscribe, click on the bell for notifications, and please keep checking joshpeckdisclosure.com. And you know, the cool thing is, if you go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, you'll get a couple of links, one of which I want to tell you about right now. The Last Days Warrior Summit is available. This is the most top experts in conspiracy. You get videos with this thing, video teachings that you can't get anywhere else, all from the comfort of your own home. This is not like going to a conference and having to get a hotel room or anything like that. You have many people, including myself, experts in the field of conspiracy, who have contributed their own videos, PDFs, MP3 collections, all of this stuff. And you can use the link in the description below. I put it in the description below, or just go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. You'll find a link there. And you're getting, for the total price of all of this material, you're only having to spend a tenth of the total price, actually under a tenth. So it's amazing stuff. Make sure you check that out. All right, so a small team of Israeli scientists think that they may have found the first complete cure for cancer. This is a big deal if true. So Dan Arador, of a new treatment being developed by his company, Accelerated Evolution Biotechnologies, LTD, or AEBI, which was founded in 2000 at the iTech Incubator in the Wiseman Science Park. Again, so that was Dan Arador. He said, quote, "We believe we will offer in a year's time a complete cure for cancer," end quote. So AEBI developed the SOAP platform, S-O-A-P, which provides functional leads to very difficult targets. So Arador said, quote, "Our cancer cure will be effective from day one, will last a duration of a few weeks, and will have no or minimal side effects at a much lower cost than most other treatments on the market. Our solution will be both generic and personal," end quote. So of course, this sounds absolutely fantastic, and I mean, almost unbelievable too. So of course, there's some skepticism on certain sides about this, but it sounds fantastic, especially considering that an estimated 18.1 million new cancer cases are diagnosed worldwide each year. And this is according to reports by the International Agency for Research on Cancer. And even more than that, every sixth death in the world is due to cancer, making it the second leading cause of death, second only to cardiovascular disease. Now, Arador, who is the chairman of the board of AEBI and CEO, Dr. Ilan Morad, say that their treatment, which they call Mutato, or multi-target toxin, is essentially on the scale of a cancer antibiotic, a disruption technology of the highest order. So the potentially game-changing anti-cancer drug, it's based on SOAP technology, S-O-A-P technology, which belongs to the phage display group of technologies. It involves the introduction of DNA coding for a protein, such as an antibody, into a bacteriophage, which is a virus that infects bacteria. That protein is then displayed on the surface of the phage. Researchers can use these protein displaying phages to screen for interactions with other proteins, DNA sequences, and small molecules. Now, in 2018, a team of scientists won the Nobel Prize for their work on phage display in the directed evolution of new proteins, in particular for the production of antibody therapeutics. So AEBI is doing something similar, but with peptides, compounds of two or more amino acids linked in a chain. Now, according to Morad, peptides have several advantages over antibodies, including that they are smaller, cheaper, and they're easier to produce and regulate. So when this company first started, Morad said, quote, We were doing what everyone else was doing, trying to discover individual novel peptides for specific cancers, end quote. But shortly thereafter, Morad and his colleagues, Dr. Hanan Itsaki, decided that they wanted to do something bigger. So to get started, Morad said they had to identify why other cancer-killing drugs and treatments don't work or eventually fail. Then they found a way to counter that effect. So for starters, most anti-cancer drugs attack a specific target on or in the cancer cell. Inhibiting the target usually affects a physiological pathway that promotes cancer. So mutations in the targets or downstream in their physiological pathways could make the targets not relevant to the cancer nature of the cell, and hence the drug attacking it is rendered ineffective. So that's the problem. Now, in contrast, Mutato is using a combination of several cancer-targeting peptides for each cancer cell at the same time, combined with a strong peptide toxin that would kill cancer cells specifically. So, I mean, this again, it's mind-blowing stuff, and I'm definitely not an expert in this field. This is something that we'd probably have to bring Sharon Gilbert onto the show to actually explain a lot of this. So the information I'm giving you is coming from this article from JPost, and you know, again, I don't fully have my head around all of it, but there are many of you that probably do. And if you do, or if you know a little bit more than I do and can explain some of this stuff, please put it in the comment section below. But again, they're trying to use this strong peptide toxin that would kill the cancer cells specifically. But by using at least three targeting peptides on the same structure with a strong toxin, Morad said, quote, "We made sure that the treatment will not be affected by mutations. Cancer cells can mutate in such a way that targeted receptors are dropped by the cancer." He continues, the probability of having multiple mutations that would modify all targeted receptors simultaneously decreases dramatically with the number of targets used. Instead of attacking receptors one at a time, we attack receptors three at a time. Not even cancer can mutate three receptors at the same time, end quote. Okay, so that makes that kind of makes sense. I can follow that. Now, furthermore, many cancer cells activate detoxification mechanisms when in stress from drugs. So the cells pump out the drugs or modify them to be non-functional. But Morad said detoxification takes time. When the toxin is strong, it has a high probability of killing the cancer cell before the detoxification occurs, which is what he's banking on. So many cytotoxic anti-cancer treatments aim at fast-growing cells, but cancer stem cells are not fast-growing, and they can escape these treatments. Then, when the treatment is over, they can generate cancer again. So Morad says, quote, "If it does not completely annihilate the cancer, the remaining cells can start to get mutations again, and then the cancer comes back, but this time it is drug resistant," end quote. So it's an even worse form of the cancer because it's resistant to drugs. Now, he explained that because cancer cells are born out of mutations that occur in cancer stem cells, most of the overexpressed proteins, which are targeted on the cancer cell, exist in the cancer stem cells. So Mutato's multiple target attack ensures that they will be destroyed as well. Now, finally, some cancer tumors, they create these shields, which create access problems to large molecules such as antibodies. So Mutato acts like sort of like an octopus or a piece of spaghetti and can sneak into places where other large molecules cannot reach. So Morad said the peptide parts of Mutato are very small, 12 amino acids long, and they lack a rigid structure. So he says about this, he says, quote, "This should make the whole molecule non-immunogenic in most cases, and would enable repeated administration of the drug," end quote. Morehead said that their discovery could also reduce the sickening side effects of most cancer treatments, which stem from drug treatments interacting with the wrong or additional targets, or the correct targets, but on non-cancerous cells. He said Mutato's having a combination of several highly specific cancer-targeting peptides on one scaffold for each type of cancer cell would increase the specificity to the cancer cell due to the avidity effect. So in addition, most cases, the non-cancer cells that have a protein in common with the cancer cells do not overexpress it. So Morehead said, quote, "This makes a great difference between the two kinds of cells and should decrease the side effects dramatically," end quote. So he equated the concept of Mutato to the triple drug cocktail that has helped change AIDS from being an automatic death sentence to a chronic but often manageable disease. So today, AIDS patients take protease inhibitors in combination with two other drugs called reverse transcriptase inhibitors. And the drug companies, the drug combination disrupts HIV at different stages in its replication. It restrains an enzyme crucial to an early stage of HIV duplication, and it holds back another enzyme that functions near the end of the HIV replication process. So Morehead explained this, saying, quote, we used to give AIDS patients several drugs, but we would administer them one at a time. During the course of treatment, the virus mutated and the AIDS started attacking again. Only when patients started using a cocktail were they able to stop the disease, end quote. So now, he said, people with AIDS are HIV carriers, but they're not sick anymore. So the Mutato cancer treatment will eventually be personalized even. Each patient will provide a piece of his biopsy to the lab, which would then analyze it to know which receptors are overexpressed. The individual would then be administered exactly the molecule cocktail needed to cure his disease. However, unlike in the case of AIDS, where patients must take the cocktail throughout their lives, in the case of Mutato, the cells would be killed and the patient could likely stop treatment after only a few weeks. So imagine that. It's amazing. The company is now writing patients on specific peptides, which will be a large bank of targeting toxin peptides, wholly owned and hard to break. And that comes from Arador. Now, Morehead said that so far, the company has concluded its first exploratory mice experiment, which inhibited human cancer cell growth and had no effect at all on healthy mice cells, in addition to several in vitro trials. So AEBI is on the cusp of beginning a round of clinical trials, which could be completed within a few years and would make the treatment available in specific cases. So Ardor added, quote, "Our results are consistent and repeatable," end quote. This is absolutely amazing. And what's great about this is from what it sounds to me, and again, I'm not an expert in this field, but from what it sounds like to me, this is not something that would alter your genetic code. It's not something that would make you into something that's not even human anymore. It doesn't sound like it's anything like that. Again, this is something that we would have to consult somebody like Sharon Gilbert on, because she's an expert in microbiology and all this kind of stuff. She could explain it probably better than I could. But from what I'm able to gather, there's nothing in here that would change your genetic code or mess with your DNA or anything like that. It just sounds like it only attacks the cancer, and then you can stop taking the drug, and then you're back to normal again, if this works. So everybody, we should keep this in prayer, because what a phenomenal thing if this turned out to be true. That would be truly life-changing for many, many, many people. So let's pray about that. Keep that in prayer that turns out to be everything that it sounds like it could be. I would like to know what you think. Maybe some of you have more information or a deeper understanding of this subject. If so, please leave a comment in the comment section below. And before we leave, I would like to invite you to the Hear the Watchman, Sounding the Alarm, Jesus is Coming conference, March 28th through the 31st in Dallas, Texas of this year, March 2019. Use your promo code JOSH20, J-O-S-H-2-0, for a $20 discount, $20 off of your tickets. I put a link in the description below. You can click on that. It'll take you right there. Or you can go to hearthewatchmen, M-E-N.com, and get it there. We have a wonderful lineup of speakers. And we're all excited to talk to you and meet you. So if you want, you can check out the website for a full list. If you're viewing this on YouTube, you can see a partial list right next to me. You got Irvin Baxter, Russ Dizdar is going to be there, Zev Perret, Carl Gallups, L.A. Marzulli, Paul Begley, Irvin Baxter, myself, and many others. So Dr. Michael Lake will be there, many, many others. So you're going to want to check that out. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, everybody. Well, I really pray this cancer treatment is everything that it sounds like it could be. That would be amazing. Lord knows we need it. All right. Thank you so much for joining us on Peck Report. Love you all. Till next time. Take care. God bless.